from July 2017. The weather hit us very hard. We had unprecedented rainfall through September, October, right through to Christmas, and a lot of farmers would have had cattle in the sheds probably a month and 6 weeks earlier than normal, and that led to fodder shortages and everything coming into the spring. As where live exports were fairly steady in last year, as the year went on, we would have hoped that there was a possibility of getting 50,000 weanlings out to Turkey. And then we had a currency issue arose in Turkey just from, I suppose, international incidents between the Turkish government and the US government, and it led to a collapse in the Turkish lira. And whereas we were going in autumn of 2017 at an exchange rate of about 4 Turkish lira to the euro, this year in July it was 7. It was leaving the weanlings twice as expensive, more than twice as expensive, and that was one thing that hit confidence. And then as everybody knows, during the summer this year, we had here in the west of Ireland, it was very good weather, but as it went on, it affected farmers in the rest of the country, and drought and shortages of grass and pressure on dairy farmers led to more cattle than normal being killed in the middle of the summer. And in July, whereas we would normally have a kill probably ranging between 26,000 cattle and maybe 28,000 cattle a week for the month of July, this year we would have ran at 34,000, 35,000. There was, I think, 16,000 extra cows killed for the month of July. Another thing the drought led to was farmers that would have had beef cattle out grazing that time of the year and would normally be bringing them into the shed in October, they actually had to house them in July and August.
And indeed, the CAP 2020 proposals are very much on the agenda as well for discussion.
Yeah, for livestock farmers, CAP is a huge issue because 90% of livestock farmers are 100% dependent on CAP for their income. So any cut that would come in CAP is a direct cut to our incomes. Over the last CAP, livestock farmers, and that's whether they were a small farmer or a big farmer, if you were on limited acreage and you were farming that to the best of your ability, you may have had payments built up per hectare that was, say, over the average. When the convergence came in the last CAP, or the flattening of payments, that hit a lot of livestock farmers very hard. And just like people automatically think the big guy took the hit, but small farmers did as well